Proclamation number 7646 of 11th of July, 1960. Spiritual Sun. Life Force Influx. The Sun of the Spirit sends forth its rays, and all of you shall enter its circle of rays in order to be illuminated for your soul's salvation. The Sun of the Spirit is the light of love which emanates from me and wants to strike all my works of creation in order to fill them with strength which ensures the life of everything created by me. For the whole of creation is sustained by my strength of love, thus constantly illuminated by the Sun of the Spirit. Whether it is the beingness still bound in form, whether it is the soul of man, everything can only come to life through my illumination, thus it can be active, for it receives strength from me through the illumination which it needs for activity and which therefore also testifies to life. Yet there is a difference in the strength of the illumination which, in the human stage, can be of such abundance that it can result in eternal life for the human being if he is willing. For the strength of the illumination which hits him also depends on his will alone, and therefore also the measure of strength which can fill the human being. For during earthly life he not only receives the vitality necessary for existence, but the more he enters the area of radiation of the spiritual sun, the more he is also filled by spiritual strength which his soul receives and processes, and this then only works for its eternal life. Spiritual strength carries the perfection of the soul into the human being so that it can then be active in the spiritual kingdom and be blissfully happy. Activity always proves life. Activity always requires strength. And strength is constantly radiated by my love, touching all beingness, depending on its degree of maturity or development. The beingness which is still bound in form is constantly illuminated by my strength, otherwise it could not exist as a work of creation. And thus every work of creation is also active, even if it is not apparent to the human eye, but it changes in its external form, which brings about every activity. And all these creations contribute to the mutual preservation. Therefore this supply of strength is the strength necessary for the existence of the works of creation. And thus the human being also receives this vitality, but the human being should make use of it by entering my flow of strength of love of his own free will. By entering the area of radiation of the spiritual sun. By also being spiritually active in addition to his earthly activity, i.e., by working with love. Thus certainly performs earthly works which, however, have a spiritual effect if they are done in love. Then he will be illuminated by the Sun of the Spirit, then he will draw spiritual strength. Then my divine Sun of Love can shine upon him and it will touch his heart. The soul will receive the rays and be driven to unusual activity. It will ceaselessly practice love, and thus it will come to life through love, which it can never lose again. And then it is constantly active, it has emerged from the state of death, which was its lot because it had voluntarily removed itself from my flow of love. And it must come to life again, for only then can it be blissful again as it was in the beginning. Then it will be permeated by my flow of strength of love again, as it once was, then it will create and work in my will again, then it will have become perfect, then it will be my image again. A divine being that works in and with me and is blissfully happy. Amen.